In the very end of the Sefer Divrei Eliyahu, the Gaon is cited as telling us that there is a klal gadol of the Torah shebichsav. The klal gadol of the Gaon is komakom shemedaberes v'loshon yachid hu l'rabim, komakom shemedaberes v'loshon rabim hu l'yachid. Sounds somewhat unusual. Whenever the Torah uses the plural, it addresses the yachid. Whenever the Torah uses the singular, quite the reverse. The meaning of that gon simply really is as follows. The Gemara tells us in Sukkah and Daf Mem Aleph, when it comes to the mitzvah of Dalet Minim, ulekachtem lachem, one is obligated to take the Dalet Minim on Sukkahs. The Gemara tells us ulekachtem in the plural means each and every individual, lekicha biyad kol echad v'echad. Everyone is obligated to do so. Tosus writes explicitly, midechsiv ulekachtem v'loksiv ulekachta. When it comes, for example, to Sfira Sa'omer, Usvartam Lachem, the Sugi Menachos Tav Samechei, Sfira Lachol Echad V'Echad, everyone is obligated to count the days between Pesach and Shavuos. When it comes to counting the years of the Yovel, there in Parshas Vahar, V'Safarta Lecha, that is not a chiyuv that each individual has, but rather it means that Klal Yisrael is a whole. How is it that Knesset Yisrael as a single unit fulfills this mitzvah? Tosus writes in that sugya. Menachos and Daf Samechei, Tosus writes in Ksuvah, Daf Ayin Beis. The Sanhedrin convenes every year. They make a bracha. They count the year of the Ovel. Why is it that Sfira Sa'omer is L'chol Echad V'Echad as opposed to counting the years of the Ovel? Very simply, because Usfartem is a Chovas HaYachid. Everyone is obligated to do. When it comes to counting the years of the Ovel, the Torah uses Lashon Yachid. That is not the case. What's fascinating in Parshas Re'eh is that, look carefully, when the Torah uses Lashon Yachid and Lashon Rabbi, the Gon in Aderes Eliyahu, in the very opening, that the very first pasuk begins with Re'eh, which is Lashon Yachid, but Lifneichem is Lashon Rabbi. The Gaon points out as follows, because Re'eh, the Tzivui in the Torah Hashem, that is indicative of Mamad Har Sinai. There the Gaon writes, Ishecha, Levecha, V'yichan Sham Yisrael. That was given collectively to all of Klal Yisrael as a single unit. However, the Torah is about to discuss the challenge of Bechira. That is Lifneichem, the Gaon writes. That is something that is absolutely L'chol Echad V'Echad. When you look at various mitzvahs, you find something striking in Re'eh. In Emor, Sfira Sa'omer is mentioned, Lashon Rabbi, Usvartem Lachem. But look in Parshas Re'eh, the very same mitzvah, Sfira Sa'omer, Shiva Shavuos, Tispar Lach, Lashon Yachid. When it comes, for example, to this Sarah, Baal Tosif, in Parshas V'Yeschanan, the Torah tells us, Lo Sosifu Olav, Lashon Rabbim. And yet here in Parshas Re'eh, Lo Sosif Olav. All of a sudden, in Isra, which is B'loshon Yachid. It seems to indicate, you know, that when it comes to Sfira Sa'omer, on the one hand, yes, everyone is obligated to, but a special role that you have of the Tzibur. Seemingly when it comes to Isra, Baal Tosif as well. There's Baal Tosif for each and every Yachid, but there is a concept of Lo Sosif, a love, collectively of Klal Yisrael. And this is no doubt true, L'halacha. Who is obligated to count all the days of the Omer of Svartam Lachem, Sfir Lachol Echad V'Echad? But what about Shiva Shavuos Tisbar Lach? That very sugi, Menachos Samechei, the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. How do we know Mochras HaShabbos means the day after Yontif as opposed to Motzoi Shabbos? Rabbi Eliezer says because Shiva Shavuos Tisbar Lach means B'Bezdin. Bezdin is necessary to tell you when to begin counting. You don't need Bezdin to tell you when it's Motzoi Shabbos, but you certainly need Bezdin to signal when Kiddush HaKodesh, when Yontif will begin, and what is considered to be Mimachras HaShabbos. And if you look in the Sifri here in Parshas Re'eh, the Sifri writes, Ar Girsa, Achidish, Shiva Shavos Tisbalach, Bebezdin. According to Ar Girsa and Sifri, a separate mitzvah of Sfira Somer when it comes to Bezdin. Who counts the Omer? Each individual. But Bezdin is also obligated to count as well. After all, each person is obligated to count to bridge that gap between Pesach and Shavuos. But there's something unusual about Shavuos. Shavuos is not based on a calendar date. Shavuos is based on the conclusion of the Yemeha Sfira. The Sfira Somer is necessary to determine the onset of Chag HaShavuos. That Rav Soloveitchik often explained. That already is a chiyuv incumbent upon Beis Din. Not surprising that the Torah reiterates the mitzvah of Sfira Somer, not B'loshin Rabin, but rather B'loshin Yochid. When you look in the Rambam, Hilchos Mamram, Perek Beis Halachates, the Rambam has a striking chiddush that the Sanhedrin has every right and an obligation to establish dinim derabanan. But when they establish a din derabanan, they have to make it clear that it's only a din derabanan. If somehow they convey that halach as though it's a din daraisa, the Rambam's example, that they will declare that chicken and milk is forbidden in HaTorah, the Rambam writes that they will violate the Isser of Baal Tosef. The Ravid is Masih. That's such a chiddush. That there's Baal Tosef, not only when it comes to an individual who performs a mitzvah, if I improperly wear tefillin or take more than dalet minim, but there's Baal Tosef Dehora when it comes to Beis Din. What exactly is the source of Baal Tosef Dehora? I'll tell you a striking diuk in the Rambam. When the Rambam discusses an individual who violates Baal Tosef, there, in the case of Berachas Kohanim, the Rambam quotes the pasuk of Veschanon, Lo Sosif Olav. When the Rambam, in two places, in the very beginning of Yad HaChazakah, and toward the end, Beis Tes, Nachos Mamrin, quotes Baal Tosef when it comes to Beis Din, the Rambam quotes the pasuk in Parsha Asra'eh, Lo Sosif Olav. That, I think, is a compelling diuk. The Rambam understood that there's Baal Tosef for the Yochid, there's Baal Tosef for the Rabbi. When it comes to Sfiras Omer, that there are two elements to Sfira. Each Yachid counts, that's true, but Klal Yisrael as a whole is obligated to do so as well. And all this is based on that nuance of Yachid versus Rabbim, but the Gaon writes is considered to be the Klal Godol, the Torah Shebichsav. And as mentioned, that's how the Gaon begins. The first Pasuk in Parsha Sra'eh that recognize the privilege of being part of Knesset Yisrael, but the responsibility of each and every yachid in terms of absolute bechira. And certainly that's a poignant lesson at the very beginning of the Zman, that realize the dual access. Each one of us functions that, on the one hand, as a yachid, to grow loyally in the Torah Hashem, to see to it that the Zman is something that is an opportunity of intense growth, in Esek Vatorah, in Avas Vatorah, in Yerushamayim, that's true. But if a person is only going to be concerned with their particular growth as a Yachid, and not see themselves as part of the Tzibur as a whole, that is a deficiency. That we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in two ways, as a Yachid, but being part of a Tzibur as a whole. In terms of the Bnei Yeshiva, it's clear that each Yachid is of such infinite value. The great schus, to be able to welcome all the new Talmidim that are with us. It's a remarkable group of new Talmidim that Baruch Hashem I spend Shabbos with. It's something that I'm so exceedingly proud of. But recognize that as a yeshiva, that we're all in this together. And as a tzibur, we have to grow in terms of our avodas Hashem. The halacha seder this morning was remarkable, a full base medrash for the halacha seder. And that has to continue. And the dedication to the Shmiras Hasdarim and the Esek Batorah is something that I'm mispalo for as the Zman continues. The Zman that Baruch Hashem, the beginning of welcoming Rav Shonan Sein Shlita, who was with us, we're privileged to have you, to be able to count you among the ranks of our Beim and the Yeshiva, which for us, Mirz Hashem, is just the beginning of an ongoing Kesher, that the Talmidim and Yashir and beyond can really sense the amazing hashpa of the Talmidim that you currently have and throughout the years as an outstanding, outstanding Marbit Torah. And my bracha to each of you is to be able to grow in that sense of Avodas Hashem, to recognize that we have to grow as Yechidim, we have to grow as an entire Tzibur on behalf of all of the Rebbeim and all of the Anhala. It's with remarkable sense of great pride, kavod, shevach vahoda, to the great, great Siyata Dishmaya, to be able to have begun the Zman on this note. And Be'ezras Hashem, all of us continue to be misfellow. Kadosh Baruch Hu should be mashma shchinaso aleinu, and that we should continue to be able to thrive as Yachid as well as a tzibur in avodas Hashem.